WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The director, John Boorman, has made movies in all sorts of genres, from film noir in Point Blank to Arthurian romance in Excalibur to wartime memoir in Hope and Glory. But most often, he's been attracted to remote locations and bizarre stories. Take, for instance, The Emerald Forest and Zardoz, and even his most famous movie, Deliverance. His new film takes him to remote Burma for a political thriller. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Beyond Rangoon.
Boorman has a knack for taking an exotic setting and making it seem even more so. The way his camera glides along Burma's jungle rivers in Beyond Rangoon, the way his crane shots soar over streets exploding into political violence, his technique vivifies whatever it touches. What it can't do, though, is vivify flat characters. That's been the problem in movies like The Emerald Forest and Excalibur, and it's a big problem in Beyond Rangoon. The heroine, Laura Bowman, played by Patricia Arquette, is an American doctor, though I could never get myself to believe that, even when she's ministering to the wounded. Back home, Laura's just been through an inconceivable tragedy, the murder of her husband and son, and as a result, her soul has gone dead. Her sister has cajoled her into joining up with a tour of Southeast Asia, but none of Burma's stone Buddhas or curving spires seem to touch her. And her isolation increases when she loses her passport. The rest of the group goes on to Thailand, while she's left behind in Rangoon, waiting for new papers and the next flight out. Burma, though, is in the midst of a crisis. In an extraordinary scene, Boorman shows the great pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, played by Adele Lutz, entering a square full of soldiers and pacifying a tense situation by her sheer majestic presence. But the tension soon returns. A kindly tour guide named Aung Ko, played by a non-actor of the same name, takes Laura beyond Rangoon. By the next day, they're both caught in the middle of a violent political upheaval, and Laura's forced to find inner resources she didn't know she had to save Aung Ko's life and her own. Along the way, there are a lot of conversations like this one, in which Laura tries to sort out past and present with Aung Ko's help.
I walked in and I saw Danny's leg sticking out the door to the den, and my husband. They stole his wedding ring. I was brought up to believe that if I were good, if I worked hard, that I had a right to happiness. I was a fool, wasn't I?
We are taught that suffering is the one promise life always keeps. So that if happiness comes, we know it is a precious gift, which is ours only for a brief time.
Perhaps some people will find more profundity in that exchange than I did. And believe me, there's plenty more where that came from. To my mind, Beyond Rangoon suffers from an essential blandness that undercuts its genuinely frightening action scenes and its masterfully staged suspense scenes. Aung Ko and his band of pro-democracy fugitives are all such uniformly smiling, bright-eyed sweethearts that they might have just stepped out of a propaganda poster. And though Patricia Arquette has been a lively and touching actress elsewhere, her attempt to portray someone who's dead inside deadens the movie. Her flat, almost disembodied voice can't pump any energy into the clumsy dialogue. And the screenwriters let her down in the film's second half, where she's supposed to be reawakening by not giving her anything much to say. Beyond Rangoon is never less than exciting, but it's never surprising either. And it's devoid of complexity and humor, and, strangely, of politics as well. At its best, it's a pretty good movie. It's just that it should have been a great one.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.